with State Farm.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. We're at halftime. Bishop Hartley leading over Athens 31-14. Regional quarterfinal action, Division III, Region 11. Proud to be joined on the Bishop Hartley spotlight now by the man that is the myth, the legend. He's everything when it comes to the land of the Hawks. Principal Mike Winters, please rise, please. And wow. Dr. Mike, how are you today, sir?
Wow. That's a nice introduction. Well, hey, listen, this was the first time that I've been with you this season.
Yeah, we talked to your agent a number of times, but you're never available.
No, you want to know the real story? So, I don't know, three or four or five times you've been with us. I can't get people to not volunteer. I want to do it. Almost like you're a rock star and stuff. I'm glad that I'm with you today.
We're honored to have you here. And one of the guys that's normally here, we should mention too, Mike Ray, doing a great job with the volleyball team.
Gosh.
They are in the regional finals at Heath Saturday at 2. They play what? Indian Valley, right?
Tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Heath against Indian Valley. And they're good, but so are we. So it'll be a trip to the Final Four if we can get that done.
Which is
Friday at 2.
Right.
So all of our kids are peaked for some interest about that Friday day of
academics. The irony of that is I'm calling the Division III semifinals and championships, so I'll just miss you guys.
Okay.
So let's talk about what's going on at Hartley. First of all, there's the National Day of Prayer and Service. Can you touch on that in layman's terms?
Well, I think a number of Catholic schools do this. What we do is centered around All Saints and All Souls Day. Obviously, All Saints is a day of obligation. So the kids sleep in till 9:30 while the faculty... this was just Thursday, why the faculty has a professional development. Then when they come to school at 9:30, they go straight to Mass. And then after Mass, we go into mentor groups, which they belong to from the house system. And they either go off campus and do some service, or they stay in school and do some service. So if they go off campus, they're going to their parishes and doing some work for the parishes or the parish schools.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stay, they're doing things like yesterday they were making sandwiches and making blankets and making food for the homeless. They worked a simulation game on what it would be like to be actual in poverty. In other words, they had a whole bunch of tables set up and they had to go through trying to get a loan. The judicial system. So the kids actually went through a simulation of what it would be like so they could have more empathy for people in those situations. So it was a great day. And then today is All Souls Day, and everybody in their heart of hearts has people that they want to pray for. And so we had a Mass this morning, and then we went to a regular school day. So it was nice.
Other big events coming up as we talk to Mike Winters, principal here at Bishop Hartley. Eighth grade visits, I know, and open house, right?
Well, eighth grade visits just concluded today with Grace Christian.
Okay.
But you know this, Randy. All the Catholic schools are bound by geography.
Correct.
So every year we know that St. Catherine's and Holy Spirit and All Saints and St. Matthew's and St. Pius and Grace Christian will be with us. So, it's just a very special time through the month of October that we bring these eighth graders in, and we try to tell them this is what high school is going to be like. And so they go through the course of the day, of a high school day, and meet with our teacher, meet with our staff, and I talk to them a little bit about the importance of high school. This is something that I know that you appreciate, that in eighth grade, no matter how good the school is, colleges aren't going to ask for your eighth grade report card. But
right.
The very first day, and that's probably good for Larry Wolf, right, that they wouldn't ask for
there
his
eighth
grade.
There are other things
grade.
To look
yeah,
at.
He just passed
teams.
By. I mean, you can tell him later. But the very first day that they walk into high school, they, you know, it begins for earnest. So we just try to, you know, tell them how important 4 for 40 is. Give us 4 years, we'll try to give you 40 years of doing the things that you would like to do. So
now you have a multi-purpose facility. I know that's been in the plans for a while. Let's talk about that.
Okay. You know what I forgot to tell you is open house is this Thursday.
Right.
This coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. It's from 7 to 9. So if anybody's within earshot and they know if they have neighbors that have 8th grade kids, 6th, 7th, 8th grade kids.
Do you need to sign up or anything?
No.
Okay.
They can just walk in. And it begins at 7. They listen to me for half an hour and then we wake them up and then they get to, yeah, they get to do the good things. So this multi-purpose building. I wish you guys, did you get a chance to look at it?
I have not had a chance.
Oh, it's going to be really nice. It's a...
I park next to it.
Okay, and so you can see the right. How big it is. It's enormous. And so it'll be a multi-purpose space. Obviously, there's going to be six baskets in it. And it'll be a gym and a volleyball place that they can play.
Court, yeah, sure.
And they don't have to stay here until 9:30 or 10 o'clock. You know, before we had six basketball teams with one gym. So it'll be very nice. But it also can be used for a number of things. And then we have we're going to have a new weight room that's about a third, if not a half, as big as the one, much bigger than the one we had. And so we're going to move that weight room into the new weight room. And then finally, God bless Kevin Petrella, who's our wrestling coach. He finally gets a wrestling facility. Before, he was in a closet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And,
yep.
And he's won five CCL championships in that closet. So he finally gets a nice area to have his wrestling program. And then on top of the new weight room will be three classroom. So it's going to be really neat, and we're really excited, and we're going to try to get into that when we come back from Christmas.
And finally, Mike, if people want more information about Bishop Hartley, is there a website or a phone number you'd like to steer them to?
BishopHartley.org, and then that'll pop up, and they can call the school and talk to me at any time.
Great. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Best of luck to the Hartley Hawks in the second half, and also in volleyball tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Heath High School when they take on Indian Valley.
Go Hawks.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thank
you. It is 31-14 here at the break. We'll take another break. Speaking of that, when we come back, it's Ryan and Lee and all the scores that you need from all the other games on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Again, 31-14 Hawks here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get up to $14,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Ford F-150, or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Explorer or Escape. You choose. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 in Lancaster at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
I have a word for singles who are getting a bit older and are dating. I've met many of you who are waiting for that experience of being swept off your feet and finding the one. Stop putting that kind of emotional pressure on yourself. One of the reasons young lovers are swept off their feet is because they're still young. They're figuring out who they are, where they fit in the world, and what to do with their lives. They just left mom and dad a few years ago. They get swept off their feet easily because they're not all that stable. As you get older and more established, you know yourself. You meet potential spouses, and love unfolds in a different sort of way. A more peaceful way. One that puts solid friendship first. And like it is with a seasoned married couple, the fire of love isn't always as impassioned as you grow older, but it's deeper, and in many ways, far more beautiful. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
To 14 is the score at the half of the CCL football game of the week. Bishop Hartley leading Athens in round one of the Division III Region 11 playoffs. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a halftime here. Ryan Baker in the studios of AM 820, and I'm joined by the guru himself from this week's sports, Lee Cochran. And Lee, a lot of offense in this one. Early on, it looked like the whoever got the first to 50 maybe was going to win this game, or whoever had the ball last, but Hartley's kind of tightened it up here a little bit, distanced themselves there in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think a little bit what we expected to see was the second quarter. It was 21-14 at the end of the quarter, and, you know, but Hartley, I think, you know, Hartley's looking at it, and probably just getting over a little bit of, all right, we got it going. Let's, you know, they got the offense going. They had the big play to start early on. But Athens had a couple big plays themselves. And, you know, there was a holding penalty on the sack. They had the sack of the quarterback. And they had a holding in the defensive backfield. And that's up a touchdown. But the second half, or second quarter, you know, it was just, I think, the Hartley that we expected.
And hopefully for the Hawks, that momentum continues here in the second half. Of course, the Bulldogs will get the ball to start the second half. The only other Catholic team in the area, Lee, that made the playoffs was Fisher Catholic. First time for them in the postseason since 06. They will be playing tomorrow on the road at Trimble. That's a tough draw for the Irish. This is a Trimble team that has 7 shutouts in 9 ball games. Can Fisher Catholic score any points tomorrow?
Well, I think so. But Fisher Catholic's playing pretty well right now. So, you know, and I guess what we're seeing tonight, you know, there's going to be upsets. And, you know, if you're playing tomorrow night and you're an 8 seed, 7 seed, even a 6 seed, you know, you look and at least what we're seeing right now, you look and you say, hey, you know, it's just seedings. You know, we can play with these guys and, you know, we can hang with them. And I'm sure it's the way Fisher's going to be thinking anyways. Yeah, they're not going down there to lose.
Doug Miller's got them going down there with a nothing-to-lose mentality, that's for sure. He has done a great job turning around that Irish program. Should be fun to see them in the postseason tomorrow. Of course, Lee, tonight we've got Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 playing. Tomorrow night it will be Divisions 4, 5, and 7. You talked about some of the action here, Lee, tonight. Let's jump right into it. Let's start at the top in Division 1 in Region 2. Reynoldsburg comes out smoking. Michael Watley has 4 touchdown passes in this one. They just returned an interception for a touchdown right before the half. The Raiders got a 38-0 lead over Toledo Start.
Probably what Reynoldsburg needed, to be honest. They've had some close ball games of late, and you know, this is only their third trip to the playoffs. Well, for Start, it's only their second. They made it in 2015, which is the same year that Reynoldsburg last made it, and they lost to Westerville Central. So, but Reynoldsburg's doing what a number one seed wants to do. You jump on them quick, and you put any thoughts of an upset have already left. You know, thoughts of an upset are already heading back up 23 to Toledo.
I love the way Jared Ulrey put it the other day in the This Week playoff preview. Toledo Start, yeah, it's a nice story, but... And we're seeing that tonight there from Reynoldsburg.
Yeah, and again, you know, for Reynoldsburg, this is really what they needed. The last thing they needed was a close game right here. You know, Coach Buddy White, they've got to be breathing a little bit easy right now. You know, so... It's nice because, you know, Reynoldsburg, here in about another hour and a half, 2 hours, it'll be time to get ready for regional semifinals.
And the number 2 seed in Region 2 is Dublin-Kaufman. They got out to a 14-0 lead, but Westerville Central has kicked a field goal on the final play of the first half. The Warhawks have cut the lead to 14-10. Lee, are you a little surprised at this one?
Yeah, I a little bit. I'm a whole lot surprised by this one. You've got... You know, Westerville Central had lost 5 of 7 coming into this. After 3-0 Start, lost 5 of 7. And, you know, when I was looking at this game, 3 of those losses, though, were by a total of 7 points to Gahanna, Olentangy Orange, and Olentangy Liberty, 3 playoff teams. So, I guess I'm trying to say maybe we shouldn't have been surprised, but yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Frank Torrena said today that he thought... that Coach Morrison of Westerville Central thought he had a pretty good team. They're having a pretty good first half.
Yeah, and they really are. And the field goal there at the end of the half, I mean, that's just a little bit of a see what happens. See what kind of momentum they build from that. Because it's got them, I mean, a touchdown, they take the lead. And now here's what happens, though. And, you know, Mark Crabtree's a great coach. But if Westerville Central takes a lead, then Dublin-Kaufman's going to, I mean, you start getting a little bit tight. They're the 2 seed. You know, I know we just talked about how, you know, the seeds, you know, there's going to be upsets. But you don't want to be one of them, obviously. But the closer this, the longer this game stays close, the tighter Kaufman could get.
And their defense has been good all year. They will need to be good in the second half. The three seed in that region is Toledo Whitmer. Olentangy Orange is on the road there. And Whitmer has a 7-0 lead in this one. Olentangy Orange all year, Lee, hasn't played a lot of games where there was a ton of scoring. Kind of expected this one from the Pioneers. A close battle in the first half.
Yeah, in our predictions, I really think that Orange will end up winning this. They played a much better schedule than Whitmer. And, I mean, Whitmer, they only played three teams all season that had winning records, and they lost two of those. Now, you know, I guess you can't completely judge a team by that. But, I think it's going to be an interesting second half here.
And I don't know a lot about Whitmer football. I know they've got a good tradition, but I'm pretty sure they don't have a player on the field that's better than Zach Harrison. And when crunch time comes, I think I'd want number 13 on my side.
Yeah, I think that's a good call there.
The 4-5 matchup in that one is one that had a lot of the This Week Writers split, Lee. Gahanna and Liberty tied at the half at 7. Seems like there's a good reason they were split on this one. This is a close game.
Yeah, and I think that's what you we probably all expected that. You know, it's a four or five, and it was close last year when Liberty beat Gahanna 17-14 on its way to a berth in a regional semifinal again. But if Reynoldsburg, Reynoldsburg will face the winner of this game. And, boy, you think they'd love to have another shot at Gahanna?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
But it'd have the boys fired up.
I think they would be quite a fired up ball club then.
So let's switch from Region 2 now to Region 3. The one seed is Davidson, and they fell behind early in this one, 7-0. But they have battled back. Jordan Hicks with a touchdown run, and Davidson has a 14-7 lead. Another one, Lee. You kind of expected a game like this.
Yeah. You know, Davidson has three players with at least 7 yards rushing at halftime. You know, and Brian White, you know, he's always, you know, kind of been known for the little bit of a hyperbole he'll have. But in this one, I really think he was telling the truth. You know, he said that Wayne's not a number 8 seed. He said on film, they're the best team he's seen all season. That includes Pickerington Central. Now, he might be stretching a little bit there, but you got to think, Wayne's losses have been to Akron Hoban, Miamisburg, and Springfield. All three, all three teams with winning records. You know, Hoban's 10-0 right now too.
Sorry, I was just looking over. You mentioned Pickerington Central. We'll talk about them in just a moment, have an update on that as well. The other Hilliard school, Darby there, the 8th seed, well, one of the other Hilliard schools, they are trailing Northmont at the half, 21-14. Again, another one. If Darby stays close, John Santagata and his crew have won a lot of those.
Yeah, and a close game really does benefit Darby. 8 of their 10 games have been within 8 points. Now, Clayton Northmont, they've only played one game closer than 14 points all season long. 10 games, only one has been within 14 points. Now, they're 9-1, but I'm telling you, you get into a close game, and you've not been there before, it can have an impact on you.
Northmont has played a very tough schedule this year, too. This one should be fun to watch in the second half. The 3 seed in this region is Hilliard-Bradley Lee, and it seemed like they were the underdogs all week heading into this one as they host Pickerington Central. Bradley held a 13-0 lead, but Pickerington Central has just taken the first drive of the second half down and scored with a Jameer Jackson touchdown. So 13-7 the score in this one. This is the game of the week for a reason.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and they met in the second round last year, and Pickerington Central ended Bradley's undefeated season. And Pickerington Central only had 54 yards of offense and 2 first downs in the first half. Bradley had 200 yards right around there. And, you know, you just don't think that Pickerington Central is going to be shut down offensively all game. I mean, that's hard to fathom. Pickerington Central with only 54 yards of offense in a half. And Coach Sherritt, I mean, that's why this is a team that's been in the postseason 13 straight years. And probably a pretty good reason why. I think it might have been a little pep talk. They take the first drive down and score.
I was waiting to see what kind of adjustments Coach Sherritt would make at the half in this one.
Well, and from the other end of it, you got to think what Bradley Coach Mike Caparo is thinking. He's telling his guys, all right, you've got to be ready. Pickerington Central is a defending Division I state champion. They're not going down easy. They're going to come at us, and we've got to respond. So what I'm curious about is how Bradley responds to this opening drive. If they go three and out, this is going to get interesting. If they get a drive and get some points, then I think it brings a little bit of the balance back of the momentum.
Well, they have the ball in midfield, so let's see how this goes. Toledo Whitmer has just scored again, so they have a 13-0 lead over Orange now. Lee, we've only got about a minute left here. Walnut Ridge in Division II, Region 7, trails Massillon, Washington, 17-7 at the half. Whitehall took off early on Dover, scoring all kinds of points on big plays, but Dover has kind of righted the ship, 23-7. The Rams leading that one. Lee, we'll talk about this one real fast. Maybe the surprise of the night right now. At the half, Olentangy, the 8th seed in Region 8, has a 35-14 lead over Winton Woods.
Wait, you're saying maybe the surprise of the night? That is the surprise of the night. I there's not a game out there that could shock me anymore than this. Winton Woods was a state runner-up last year. I mean, and Olentangy, you're talking about a team, you know, that started out, I think, 1-3. But Coach Solis said their last four games, they played 12 great quarters. The first half against Liberty, they didn't play the way they need to. He said, but they were really coming on. This is a team that lost 35 kids to Berlin. And it took them, they had to rebuild. I know you told me a minute, I'm almost done. But, you know, they're coming into form. The playoffs, they get in at 5-5. And, you know, we said it last week, they're probably an 8 seed, and, you know, nobody would really want to play.
You wanted to see how Bradley would react. They have fumbled the ball on their own 47. Pickerington Central has recovered, so big momentum switch here, possibly in this one. Don't forget, after the game, Lee and I will be back. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. We'll not only have the scores from around Central Ohio, but around the state tonight as well. 31-14, Hartley leads Athens in the CCL Game of the Week. Let's head back out to Jack Ryan Field now for the second half.
Thank you very much, Ryan. And total offense in the first half, Hartley 281 yards, 150 rushing, 131 passing. Athens 47 on the ground, 125 in the air. 9 first downs apiece. 3 penalties for 25 yards for Athens. 4 for the same amount of yardage for Hartley. 2 miscues by Athens in the first half. You look at individual stats, Fleming 3 of 5 passing, 131 yards, a touchdown, 5 carries, 63 yards and a score. Cole 3 catches, 131 and a touchdown, 2 carries, 35 yards and a score. January 15 carries, 41 yards and a touchdown. Davis, 6 of 13 passing, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, 12 carries for 22 yards. Trainer, 3 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Adams, 4 carries for 25 yards. All right, Larry, what are you watching for early in the second half?
Well, I don't think Athens is going to be intimidated by this Hartley team, so I'm looking for Athens to come out, reestablish the passing game, try to get the ball moving down the field and shorten this lead a little bit. And if they can't do that, obviously Hartley's going to run away with this thing.
Mateo Gresty has it teed up near hash right to left to start the second half. We're underway here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.